above, you can hear the church bells start to ring. And as the heaviness, oh, the heaviness, the body settles in, somewhere you can hear a mother sing. Then it's one foot and the other as you step up. Step out on the road, how much weight, how much, then it's how long and how far and how many times, oh, before it's too late, call all angels, call through this wild, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure how. On every day on the sunset that's love intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the cold and you finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade it all? All the pain and suffering. Ah, but then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth. And then the sweetness of the through this world, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, but we're not sure. Call all angels,
call all angels.
Call all
don't leave me alone.
Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, we're hurting, we're loving, we're crying, we're calling, 'cause we're not sure how.
Calling all angels. Beautiful song. And I played that today because we all need to be calling on our higher purpose. Whoever it is that you call on, we need them here with us, guiding us, supporting us, embracing us, showing us love, showing us how worthy we are, showing us our magnificence. Thanks to each and every one of you for being here today with Shelley and Lord Dayel. I am Lord Dayel. I do many, many things in the spiritual kingdom. Some I took courses and workshops and certified and mastered, and many, many others I came to this world with my gifts, remembering them and who I am. And Shelley will be doing astrology. She will talk to you more about that and how positive tomorrow is for us. So each and every one of us, we are exactly where we need to be, right here, right now. And everyone that is here tonight, oh, it is by far no accident. You are meant to be here. You are meant to be blessed. Because as I speak to you, energy pours out from me, from the higher kingdoms, through me to you. And it remains here. So whenever you feel that you need this energy to uplift you, just tune back in. And if you aren't already following me, please just hit the follow button. And you will easily be able to follow me and be informed as to when we are live. Right now, my goal is every Tuesday to be doing a variety of things. And I just want to cover a few things. And Shelley will be coming, and she's going to tell you a little about herself. I am in the process of revamping my website, so I'm not giving that right now because I'm revamping it. It's going to be totally awesome with you in mind. I'm creating this website with a few other people. Also, I would like to really ask each and every one of you, I know, Spirit knows, the angel knows, Mother, Father, God knows, Kuan Yin knows, and whoever it is, again, that you do call on, they know what's in your heart. And I'm asking each and every one of you, not only today, but whenever you feel moved to send a donation, a love donation, a gratitude donation. And all you have to do is go to paypal.com and put in my email address, which is axlorddiel@gmail.com. And then just put in that love donation or gratitude donation. And my I'm going to spell my web email address, A-S as in Sam, K as in kangaroo, Lordiel, L-O-R-D as in David, I-E-L, @gmail.com. And it will be most appreciated. It will also help with these programs that are brought to you to help you in whatever way we can. So with that, I'm going to step aside and ask Shelley to say some words to you and talk about astrology and herself. And then I'm going to take us into opening up our hearts so we can really be open to what Spirit brings, the messages to us, and awaken our hearts, because in this day and age, we need more love. We need our hearts awakened so that we can receive the love that is coming to us. So once again, my dear friend, Shelley, thanks so much for being here with me, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lordiel. I'm Shelley Seitz, and I own Sagittarian Sun Incorporated, and I'm on the web at sagsun.com, S as in Sam, A-G-S-U-N.com. Very simple. And I have all the information you ever wanted to know, was afraid to ask over there. There are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. And so Spirit brings people to us. Both of us work with energy. And the we have, because it's spring, let me give you a little hint. Now is the season for magic. And we can make things, we can manifest things. And we just had a lunar eclipse on April 4th, and we had a solar eclipse on March 20th. And They were both full moons. And what that means is whatever you're wishing for will manifest now, because now is the season for magic, M-A-G-I-C-K. And that's metaphysical magic. And so if you burn green candles on Thursday, Jupiter is the ruling planet of Thursday, and he rules money and business and jobs and, he just has a magnitude and expansion. And now it's outward expansion. So whatever you're trying to expand, then Jupiter is the planet you want to rely on. And then we had a solar eclipse to match it on March 20th. So between those two full moon solar eclipses, we really have been nailed, and we can make things manifest, and that energy is really intense, and it will last for, you'll see things start to manifest within 6 months, sometimes longer, but it will manifest for you. You have to believe, you have to feel it, know it, sense it, and in the end, it will, if it's meant to be, it will be. But if you're asking to win the lotto or something like that, I can't guarantee you that one. But we can help ourselves, and that's what it's all about anyway. The universe will help us, but we have to help ourselves first. Nobody comes knocking at the door and say, "Hi, I'm your special someone." You have to work on that. And if you're looking for love, you want to burn red candles on Friday. Venus is the goddess of love, and she rules Friday. So that's when you burn red candles. And candle magic is the easiest magic to use because it does work. It does manifest what you're looking for. That energy that's going out, you're using your energy to go send it out into the universe and get it heard really quick. But we're now in the season of magic, and anything can happen from here on out. So I'm not real sure. When you call in and you press 1 to talk to us, then please give us your name and your birth date, because I tune into the energy from your sun sign, and then I can get your energy and answer your questions. Does that cover it all, Lord Ayel?
Awesome. Perfect, perfect.
Oh,
now, now, being that we have all this energy that's really opening all of us up, I'm guided to take us on a journey into our hearts so that we can really and completely receive everything that's coming our way. Not just each of you, but, I mean, Shelley and myself, hey, we're, you know, on that path also. So I'm going to use myself as a tool, and whatever happens, it will happen, and I'm going to channel. And then I'm going to play some music. So I strongly suggest that you get some water and drink plenty of water. And if you don't drink it now, drink it after this journey, okay? So with that said, I'm going to ask all of you to get in a comfortable position. Shelley, you can get in a comfortable position too, okay?
Okay.
Great, awesome.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
And I think we have water right there, so start drinking some water. Awesome, okay.
Yep.
All right, so, okay, I'm just giving you a minute to get in that comfortable position. Great. It could be sitting, standing, lying down. And you might even feel like dancing around the room. Whatever you feel like doing, it is perfect. do it. Do not hold yourself back, because this time is for you. Like I said, there's no mistakes, there's no accidents, no coincidences. This is meant to be. Okay, so don't hold back. All right, with that said, I want you to envision Earth. And I want you to see yourself in the center of Earth. Great. And just breathe slowly. Just allow yourself to relax. In each breath that you take, you will relax more and more. And as you hear my voice, you will relax more and more. And as you're relaxing, your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, is opening up. And beautiful celestial crystalline energy is flowing down into the crown chakra, through your head and your neck and your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your hand, your fingers, and then back up through your torso and down your hips and legs. With each breath, it's just flowing, 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 this celestial crystalline energy. And it flows through your feet. And your feet, you'll feel or see or even make believe that there's roots coming out of your feet, going into the core of Mother Earth. And you're attaching your energy to the core of Mother Earth. And anything that is negative is just going to flow out of you. And Mother Earth is going to just embrace it and wash and cleanse it. And this celestial crystalline energy continues just to purify your entire body. And you're letting go of all the stress that you've been holding on to, any from wherever it has come from. You're going to just let it go now. Don't even think about it. Just embrace and enjoy this beautiful celestial crystalline energy flowing through your body. Good. And down the roots and into the core of Mother Earth. And then I want you to take your right hand, place it over your heart, and place your left hand over your right hand. And feel your heart beating. And allow your breathing connect to your heart beating. And just continue to relax more and more. And start feeling your heart fill up with all this beautiful, beautiful, non-judgmental love. And all this love that's being given just to you. Just to you, just the way you are. All this love is flowing to you. And now I'm going to channel a song from the higher realms. Again, just for you. And you will understand the message because your soul will embrace it and receive it and send it right to your heart. You know him now. You know he is. You know him now. You are higher than I. You know you are enough. You know who not here, not here. You know who not here, no you're Ya hne ya hnu hne ya hne ya hne yu ya hne ya hne hnu he ya na yi ye hne ya wa ne ya na hne ya hne yi ya hne wa na he yu ya hne ya ni. Oh, no, oh, no. As you continue to receive this beautiful energy, I'm going to play the song, Heart's Awakening. Feel like laughing, laugh. If you want to sing, sing. Whatever way you want to rejoice, rejoice. Even crying is rejoicing. Crying is not just sad tears, they're also happy tears. Don't hold back. The time is for you. Smell the flowers now. Feel the love now. Breathe it in. Great. Okay. I'm going to start bringing me back to the here and now. Just remember that you can always, always come to this place. Great. Awesome. Now I want you to start taking a deeper breath. Good. Wiggle your fingers. Shake your arms. Great. Move your body around. Ooh. Awesome. Beautiful. Feel that energy. Great. And always be in gratitude. And just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Nice, cleansing, refreshing breath. Awesome. Beautiful. Okay, and with that, I hope that Shelley is still with us. I'm bringing you back from the other world, Shelley.
Yes.
Okay. Are you with us? How are you?
Oh, just ducky dandy. Yes, been there, done that. Okay.
Oh, wow. Ah, I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
I feel really, really good. Yeah, I got this huge smile on my face.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Okay, with that said, you know what? We can take some callers.
Okay, let's do that little thing.
Okay. And I'm taking the callers as you have called in. So, you know, the earlier you call, the better your chances are, okay? And with that said, 928. You are our first caller. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
All right.
And how is your heart feeling?
Good.
That's good. we couldn't be happier.
Okay.
What is your name and birthday, please?
Yes.
My name is Elfina. My date of birth is December 8, 1987.
All right, you're a Sagittarian. Oh, my God, you're a fire sign. So what's going on in your world, honey?
I'm actually communicating with someone right now, and I'm wondering what you fear or if this is going to turn into something more.
You're communicating with someone. Okay, name and birthday, do you know?
Yes, Ned. June 2nd, 1983.
Okay. He's a Gemini. He's an air sign. And now you're saying you're communicating with him. What? Online?
No, like text messages and phone calls.
Okay. So you haven't actually met this man?
No.
All right. What I'm picking up is that just be cautious and move very slowly. And if he asks for anything like explicit pictures or anything like that, cut it off real quick.
Okay. And I also picked up communication big time. And right now that's all that is need it, just communication, and allow yourself to continue talking to other people. Do not just
right.
stay focused on him. Okay,
right.
You got to move out and beyond. And as far as it getting more serious, I did not feel that at all.
Me either.
Like Shelley said, be careful, communicate not too much,
but branch out further. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. God bless. Okay.
Who's up next?
Our next caller is 631. You're live with Lord Ayel and Shelley.
Come on
yes.
down.
Hi, I'm a Libra, and my name is Suzanne. I just wanted to see when you saw a companion, a boyfriend for me.
Okay, a Libra, and you're an air sign, and you're very cautious, very cautious. You've kissed a lot of frogs, a lot of toads, and you haven't met the right frog.
Yes.
So, you will find the right man. You'll find the right companion. But you've also got to realize that your expectations are a little bit surreal. if you want a human. But
oh, come on. I want a human, too.
because none of them are perfect, I have to tell you.
Oh, I'm not looking for perfect, but they have to be nice and... you know, financially okay and somewhat attracted to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know.
Yep. No, I'm feeling that you'll meet someone very special during this summer as you're...
Yeah, it's not too far.
You
know anything about them?
Am I picking up anything about them? Employed, definitely employed, and a workaholic.
Oh, great, workaholic.
And what I felt was their energy, it just floated in and it balanced with your energy,
yep.
Which is a good thing. So you don't have to be looking like, you know, with your checkoff list. Okay, he has this, he has that, he has this, he has that. Okay, I guess you're it. No. So
why? That takes all the fun out of it. Get out your clipboard. I'm all for interviewing. I mean, you know, give me a break.
So Spirit is just giving that the information that it will be balanced. He does sort of float in. So don't look for something that's going to jolt you because you might miss it because he's mm-hmm. going to be gentle and it's going to float in.
Yep.
And I've been thinking somebody from the past that we had a little tiff in December. Do you see him ever calling? We liked each other.
I don't get a good feeling on that one.
I'm not picking that
one. Upset on that. Yeah, I get a little upset with that.
Yeah.
So
you don't think he's ever going to call again? Or?
I don't think so.
Yeah, move forward.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank
Great.
You.
Uh-huh.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And we are going to move to 951. You're live with Lord Diana Shelley.
I have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
How did you enjoy the journey? Did your heart open up more?
It was relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just all went to sleep.
It was just relaxing. It was great.
So you were able to let go of any stress or anything that was bothering you? It might have even been any pain, mental, physical. Just let it go, right?
I did for a little while. Like, I guess the stress. I have mm-hmm. kind of in heavy thoughts. Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. What
is your name?
Great.
Well, anything, my question, I guess anything you see on love or career, whatever.
You have
what is your name?
One.
Your name and your birthday, please.
My name's Lori, and my birthday is 6/29.
Okay, so you're a Cancer, you're a water sign. You're ruled by your emotions.
Yeah.
And, okay. All right, what was the question? Too relaxed. I can't handle it.
Oh, stop.
I'm having a senior moment all over the place. What was the question?
Either career or love, whatever's stronger.
Oh. Okay. And are you currently seeing someone?
No.
All right. Because I do sense that someone from your past could be, you could revisit some, someone from your past could come back to revisit the, and see where you stand at this time. The timing was not right when you guys were together before.
Wow.
And I'm
Would
picking
that be
up
Steve?
August. I'm picking what? Up August.
August? Do you know what the guy looks like or any particulars?
Any particulars? I'm not picking. What are you picking up, Laura Dale?
What I get from Spirit is that there's a lot of blockage in the throat. A lot more communication has to open up and come forward. And you have to stop holding back the real you, the true you, and just be yourself. And once you start doing that, then everything else is going to open up. And like Shelley said, the person from your past didn't really get to know you because you held back so much. So unblock and allow yourself to be totally you.
And remember, there has to be mutual trust, respect, and communication in any relationship for it to work, including jobs, including careers. So when you, whatever you're doing, if it works, stay there. If not, keep searching, because you'll find what works for you.
Well, on that subject, Ben, I wonder if it's somebody I had a relationship or a hit and miss.
I'm picking up
it
you had a
actually
relationship.
Both. It was a combination of both
yeah.
because in the relationship it was a hit and miss because you missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops. Okay. Timing was not right. The timing was not right. That's what they keep telling me. I keep hearing
she wasn't ready for it.
Right.
I have to say both. Neither one was ready for it. But they have gone through other experiences, and now you're ready to be who you are, both of you.
Right.
It's time.
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah, so get ready, honey.
Just oh, my God. I could connect
say,
to
here
that.
I am.
Because there is actually, now I'm confused. There's two of them. Thank you.
Don't
well, you never know.
Your heart will guide you. No, your heart will guide
yep.
you. Allow your
yeah,
heart to lead the way.
Yeah, because the timing wasn't right.
Yep.
You're right.
Right.
On both of those issues, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one in particular, I was very, very close to him. I loved him so much. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay. I don't want to take
okay.
your time.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks so much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. I'm at board by myself now.
What?
Give me a little love here. Give me some love. I'm operating this board by myself. Okay. 805, you're live with Shelley and Laura Dale.
Hello. My name is Donna. And
hi,
my
Donna.
Birthday is, April 22nd.
Okay.
Happy
so you
birthday.
Are a Taurus. You're an earth sign. And
right.
So what's going on in your world, hon?
Well, I'm trying to meet someone, and I got on Match.com, and this one fellow, we spoke on the phone for a couple hours, and then we texted, and then we decided to wait till we met in person, because sometimes you can get off on fantasy, I think, without actually exchanging energies. So I'm going to meet him in 2 weeks. His name is John or Johnny, and I wanted to know if you're picking up anything with him.
What's his birthday?
I don't know.
Well, geez, when you
no, it's all good.
Yeah.
You can tell her about her, and I will, because, you know, all I need is a first name. So let me just tell her what I have here.
All right, what do you got?
I pick up the communication that had been going on for a little bit. And then when you, by the way, I want to congratulate you. You're very smart about what you said, you know, meeting and, you know, the talking and not being get roped in, you know. That's very, very mature on your part. And when you mention his name, he is also doing the same thing. I didn't feel energy around the heart. So he is also waiting to meet you, which is really good. I didn't feel
picking up anxiety and nervousness.
Yeah, there's no negative energy that you need to worry about.
No.
Spirit is not telling me for you to run, because they'll tell me if you need to run or back off.
Right.
You will,
I'm not getting any warning signs or red flags either.
Right. So I'm just waiting for Spirit. They said go with it. Continue the journey as you're going, you know, don't rush, enjoy it, relax. You don't need to be, you know, anxious or anything. And don't look for anything, you know, just accept it for what it is. I don't see it as something that's going to turn into a passionate romance. Spirit has not shown me that at all. But it's going to be a good friendship. You'll be good that you know, talk to them and met him.
Yep.
It'll be a good friendship.
It'll be a good experience.
Will
mm-hmm.
romance come into my life, though? I mean, I'm looking to get married. Yeah.
Yep. All you got to do, just keep on working at it. You can't just, you know, Match.com is good, but there's other places, too, to look. And to, because the person you're looking for might be, it's like back in my day, we used to go to the bar to meet somebody. Well, the fellow you were looking for left 10 minutes before you got there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. So this is the same thing online. And yes, now they're saying 1 in 10 relationships begin from online connections. So,
But he's not the one that you will marry.
No.
Okay.
No. But always consider, you know, whoever you meet, it's like you're interviewing for the right one. You'll connect as you work on meeting these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good not to come from a place of scarcity. It's better to date a few at one time, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yep, have a good time at it, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, and our next caller, 216, you're live with Shelley and Lord Dyell.
Hi there.
Hi, 216.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank
Great.
You. Yourself.
Would you like my birthday?
Please,
Why
and your name, too.
That would help, huh? It's September 1st, and my name is Sharon.
Okay, you're a Virgo, you're an Earth sign.
Yep.
So what's going on?
Well, I am in a contract job right now. I've been there about 3 weeks. I'm doing their bookwork and their accounting. But I know it's ending at the end of the month, and I just wondered if you see me, and I'm still looking for permanent work while I'm doing this. Do you see a permanent job coming to me, or another contract job, hopefully permanent?
Okay. Where did the contract job come from?
A recruiter. I've actually gotten 3 jobs from her in the past 7 months. Really decent money with Ben. Yeah. So.
Okay. She will come up with something. She knows you're looking for something permanent. You know,
I know.
That'll work into permanent. And
even
she will find something.
Even if it's temp to perm. I don't care. This one I know wasn't going to last, but the people there are so nice. I knew it wasn't. It's I'm doing a project for them, so I knew it. Go on. Sorry, go on.
It will come, and do not be surprised that because you've done such a really good job for these people, you may be getting a call as a direct hire.
Wow. It's a totally different field I've ever been in, but the people are so nice. You got to look at all the aspects, I know. It's really, it's money. It's decent money, too. But, yeah, they're just really nice there. I know. But
well,
you said that I possibly could get permanent there or even keep me a little longer while I'm looking.
Yep.
The vision that I'm getting is Spirit is showing me
you have a beautiful
you
name, by the way. You have a beautiful name. Love your name, but go on.
Who, Lord Dial or Shelley?
Yeah, Lord Dial. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You do, but I didn't mean to interrupt you. That was so rude. Go on.
Okay.
You're trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
Rude is okay. We're into it.
Okay. Spirit has given me the vision of you having a celebration around your birthday time, and I can hear you saying clearly that it's not just your birthday you're celebrating, but this job opportunity that's
coming.
You're getting. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be around your birthday time, and you're going to be celebrating the job and your birthday. So it's going to be a hell of a birthday.
Super.
Can I ask you, sweetie, is it going to be, it's going to be a job I want because that's the only thing I'm, while I'm temping, they say it's contracting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're celebrating. I see toast, the toasting, and you are really, really happy. And I don't think you'd be this happy if you didn't want it.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both.
There you go.
You're so welcome.
Have a nice evening, okay?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I tell you, sometimes Spirit gives me visions, and they give me messages,
Souls. Yeah. Folks hanging around all over the place telling me all kinds of stuff, and I'm going, and your point is?
Okay. 404, you're live with Lord Dial and Shelley.
Hi. My name is T, and I'm a Sagittarius. And I was just curious about love life.
Boy, do you pick them. Girl, you've got to get better at picking them.
Tell me about it.
Well,
Shelley, I'm going to have to pull your coattail and tell you to be nice now.
What?
Be nice.
I'm trying.
No, it's the truth.
It is. I know.
I want her to say the truth, but, she laughs and everything and makes you feel like, uh-oh, should I have said that? So that's why.
No. I have a sense of humor. It's cool.
Okay,
I have
tough
skin.
It's not. We're a vegetarian. That's what we do. If we can't laugh, we don't want it anyway. But,
yeah, exactly.
That's right. You've got to quit looking for these broken people or attracting them. Now that energy you're putting out is that you're willing to pick up all these broken people, take them home, feed them chicken soup, and they're going to be all better. But, honey, you can't do that. If you want the real McCoy, you've got to, you know what you want in a relationship and you know what you don't want, so spell it out when you meet them. And because you got to quit putting that energy out that you will – that you're going to fix everybody. You cannot fix it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, that's what's holding you back. You just got to look at yourself.
Do you see anything?
Yes, I do, once you change your attitude. You need an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing nicey nice. Does that mean anything to you? I keep hearing nicey nice, nicey nice. Do people refer to you that way?
I'm really nice.
Okay, because that's what Spirit keeps saying, nicey nice, nicey nice. Go ahead.
What?
Hello?
No, I said go
Hello?
Ahead. You were saying something, Shelley?
What? Oh, she's got to get an attitude adjustment. She's got to start standing up and saying, you know, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. And if they can't meet the criterion, move on.
And what about the guy in Atlanta?
You don't have to feel that
you're going to be alone. I'm also spirit is saying that you're afraid of being alone. Let go of that fear. Blocking you. That is definitely blocking you. Let go of it. Not be alone. You're a beautiful person, a beautiful soul, and there are many guys that would, you know, like knock the door down to get to you if you would allow them to.
Okay. Now,
but you gotta love
you
really first.
I know I've been working on that, but it's like it's not really official, but it's like one of my ex-boyfriends, and he's trying to come back and trying to pursue something serious, and I wasn't sure, so I was like really up in the air about it.
Okay, no. I get bad energy on that. I'm getting bad energy.
So do I. Yeah. Slam that door.
Everybody can read to them. They always get bad energy. I don't
know. Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. Well, you know, you always have the choice. We can only tell you the truth, and then you can decide whether you want to accept it or not. Okay, but it's definitely
bad energy. Just curious, because I don't. Because when I'm around
him.
Because
he's not the person for you.
He comes into your life, does a little open heart surgery, and leaves.
Okay.
That is, he isn't going to change, girl. He is what he is.
Okay. Because he makes it seem like it's, well, sometimes back in the past, it was me who left a lot.
Don't
but
buy
these last
that. Don't buy that.
Okay. So, because he's thinking about moving up here to New Jersey. And I don't know if I should really pursue this because this is something we've been working on. And I just don't know because he's really like talking about coming up here. He just came up here last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't hold your breath, but I got to tell you, you're just not going to. It'll be good for the first couple of weeks, maybe a month, and then you'll get right back to where it was before. And then you'll wake up and say, oh, my God, I remember why we're not together.
Mm-hmm.
I have one question to ask you. Do you want to be happy?
Yes.
Okay, then you don't want him in your life.
Nope.
Okay, and one thing before I get off, why is it that, now, you know, this has been going on for a 6-year time period, and we constantly go back and forth, and the reason why I'm really, like, asking y'all questions about him is because, you know, I was the one who, you know, I would get readings on him, and I would hear bad things about him, and then I would pursue someone else, and it seemed like the next person I pursue or the person that came after him, the situation was worse than what I left. Like, I mean, really, really bad, like, where I almost lost my life. So I'm at the point, like, if it's going to get worse than this, then I might as well stay where I'm at. So that's why, and it's been going on. We've been back and forth for 6 years. And every time, like, I leave and date someone else, it's never, like, and I don't want to speak that, but it usually.
Well, it's because of your self-worth. And it's also what you are putting out there to the universe. You already have manifested that it's going to be worse.
Yep.
You already put it out there. And then your self-esteem is low. So you have to turn it around, start putting out that great things are going to happen and great guys are going to present themselves to you or you're going to meet them. And start building up your self-esteem. That you do deserve so much more and better.
And your self-confidence.
And
you know, you've got to be confident that
I've been trying to work on it for 6 years.
But we're going to have to move on because there's a lot of people and we only have a half an hour left.
Okay, no problem.
Okay?
Okay.
So all thanks for calling us. God bless. Okay. The next caller is 937. You're live with Shelley and Lord Dyell.
Hello. My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. And my birthday's tomorrow, 4/8/57.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy
thank you. I want to know about love. What you see coming in for me. Do you see anything?
Okay. I'm sorry. I was waiting for Shelley. It seemed like she got dropped,
fine.
So we have to wait for her to call back. Okay, Sandy, say your first name for me again.
Sandy.
Okay. I just wanted to connect. Okay. I'm feeling it's going to be someone from the past because the energy came from the back. And when it comes from the back, it's a love that has been there before.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to come through. I'm just trying to, hold on one second. Shelley's trying to get in here. She's able to text me, but...
Well, I think the guy's already
okay.
here then, if it's a guy from the past. He started coming
okay.
around and started trying to see me. Oh, it's been about 2 weeks now.
Okay, yeah. It is someone from the past. Like I said, the energy is coming from the back. If it came from the front, it's usually acute, and it comes from different angles. This is how spirit works through me, showing me the person's energy and feeling it. And that's what I said. It's an old relationship. He's been around for a while. What else? What is his first name?
Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, I have Mark
okay.
and I have Dan
yeah.
that I'm real close to.
Dan. Mark.
And they're
okay,
both from the past.
Mark has a higher energy. Dan is a more physical energy. So it would be Mark that would connect to you, not just mentally, physically, but also spiritually. Okay?
Okay. Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Great. I just open up Shelley, are you with us now?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, I just finished talking to Sandy.
Hey.
Sandy, do you want to see what Shelley has to say?
Sure, yes.
Well, your
okay.
birthday's tomorrow, and there's 30 days. Our luckiest days of the year are 30 days before your birthday and 30 days after. So if that
okay.
helps at all, and you're an Aries, you're a fire sign. And you also have really, impatience is not your greatest virtue.
Oh, you're right. Very much so. I have no patience at all.
That's right. You want it to happen yesterday.
Yes.
Yep.
Gets me in trouble at times, but.
Yep. But
have to go from there.
Keep on plugging.
Yeah.
So,
do you see anything with Mark or anything going on with that?
I didn't hear what was going on with Mark.
He's an old love from before.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what's his birthday?
June the 10th.
He's a Gemini. He's an air sign. He's got the. He could charm the shorts off of a nun. he's got charisma. Oh boy, oh boy. If you keep him in line, it can work. But
okay.
It's go with your gut. Don't ever, ever second guess yourself, because when you do, you could kick yourself later, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So go with your gut.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much. Yinzhou, have a great day.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
You too
now. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I have no idea what happened. Blog Talk cut me off.
I don't know, honey. It happens. To one
I know what.
Alive. With Shelly and Lord, I out. Hello, 216. Okay, countdown. I'm about to go to the next person.
Maybe Blog Talk knocked
okay.
them off.
No, they're still here. They're, you know, I'll go back to them, but we have so many online, I can't wait too long. So the next person will be 706. You're live with Shelly and Lord Dayal. Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. My name is Sophia.
Okay.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And your birthday?
November 25th.
Oh, you're a Sagittarian.
Another Sag.
Oh, boy. Another Sag. That's right. So what's happening?
I am calling.
Love.
I wanted to ask you, ladies, what can I expect in the very near future in reference to my my own spiritual journey?
Oh, you are opening up big time. And
that's
in
great.
Fact, you've
yeah.
had some supernatural experiences that you're going, oh, my God, I'm seeing, you know, I must be cracking up. I'm having an attack here. But the thing of it is you have to learn to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Know that you know that you know. Because until you do that, you're always going to second guess and wonder, is this the real thing or have I cracked up? yeah, things that
yeah.
go bump in the night. And
yeah.
if you hear a voice in your right ear or a tap in your shoulder and nobody's there, or somebody sits on your bed and there's nobody there, that's spirit. And I do feel that you're very in tune to spirit activity.
She is. She's feeling it very, very deeply, you know.
Yep.
Very deeply.
Yeah. So
it's really awesome.
Because, you know, our guides and our angels will not intervene. And this is for everybody.
Yeah.
Not just
unless
I ask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's for everyone. You have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And just talk to them. Because they hear you. Believe me, they hear you. And they'll communicate in weird and wild ways. There's a zillion ways that they can communicate, but
well, just like this heart journey that we did today, that was
yeah.
you know, definitely for you, you know, because the energy of spirit is all around your heart, you know, if you're
mm-hmm.
feeling pressure on your chest,
yes, and heart
saying,
palpitations,
oh,
like
yes,
like
the spirit saying, would you listen, wake up.
And it's funny
and
you say that because I was not, I didn't fear it like it was a medical condition. It was a knowing.
No.
I knew. I said, this has something
right.
to do with my awakening.
There you go.
Boy,
yeah.
it'll get yeah. that blah, 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 and then it'll slow
yeah.
down and then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heart awakening, and that's
yeah.
why.
It feels like you're having an anxiety
missing.
Attack when it actually
yes.
not.
Perfect
yeah.
description. That's
yep.
it.
No, you're not having an anxiety attack, and things that go bump in the night are just that spirit. They're around us all the time. And
mm-hmm.
if you are worried about anything negative, if anybody's worried about anything negative, ring a bell. Very simple, because any positive entities and spirit is attracted to the tone of a bell. Anything negative is repelled by it.
Right.
So that is, you know, that's a quick and easy way to, if you're afraid of anything, ring a bell, because that'll take care of any little boogers that are out there that shouldn't be there.
Well, so far I haven't felt any fear besides I had a dream. I was on vacation this Friday in Destin, Florida, and in the hotel room I had a not really disturbing, but I also took my crystals with me, and I took them out there in the hotel room, and I dreamed it was the weirdest thing, but it was like about a possessed teddy bear. But when I got home, which was Sunday night, I had the most beautiful dream. It was just full of color. It reminded me a lot of the Robin Williams movie.
Okay.
And I could feel myself floating, and I knew I was dreaming. I do that all the time. When I'm in the dream, I know. I'll even tell myself, make sure you remember to write this down. Write that down.
Exactly.
And the levitating part, the floating part, and afraid to pull myself down, that wasn't the first time. The first time I had one, I was tapping my mom on the shoulder, telling her to turn around and look at my wall. It was like I could see something, like a movie screen going across the top of my bedpost.
Yeah.
And I was asking my mom, "You don't see that?" And my mom, this is in the dream now, my mom was like, "I don't, what are you talking about?" I was like, "Mama, you don't see it." It was really weird. But I had the beautifulest dream on Sunday. So, no, I don't typically have a lot of fear around it.
And okay. Did you do the hard journey today when we started?
No, I did not. No, my daughter
just
was helping her, but I'm going to go back to the archives.
Yes, be sure. You will enjoy, and please let me know, you know, what happened, what you experienced. I would love to hear it, okay?
I will.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome. Thank you. God bless.
Come again. We're open the first Tuesday of every month.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Yep.
Okay. 856, you're live with Lordielle and Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Well,
how are you?
Doing good. What do you need? My birthday, Emily?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Rosemary, 1231. And did you need the year, too?
Nope. At 12:31, okay. You're a Capricorn, you're an earth sign. So what's going on in your world?
Job, relationship, friendship, everything. Whatever you got picking up, that's positive, coming in very, very soon for me.
A lot of change going on, a lot of change. Are you currently seeing someone?
I know he's around, but, well, we're different countries, but we don't.
No, everything
right
going on with her is really is from the past, which you need to let go. Because I'm also getting a lot of pain in my left arm, which is not healthy. It's not a good sign, and you are just stressing yourself out way, way, way too much.
Yep.
You have to start living in the moment, live in the now, and not in the past. The past is the past. The future, don't even worry about that. Live for right now, today. And try to prevent some of the physical ailments that are going on with your body, because a lot of it is caused by stress. All your energy, all of it, is all in the back. It's all in the past. I'm not getting anything that's for now or the future. So you must work on letting that go so you can move forward.
Yeah, old baggage just weighs you down and doesn't let you move forward.
That's right.
Yeah, I have. It's been done and let go. It's the other ones around me that won't let me go. I just moved on, so.
Yeah.
I did want it. Yeah. So.
But you're going to do just fine if you do what Lord Iel said and just let go of the old baggage and move forward.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
That I've been doing, so yeah, cool.
All right.
Okay. Take care and God bless.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hi,
337. Great.
Hi, how are
you?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm also a Sag, November 23rd, 83.
We're just drawing them right in, aren't we? Okay, so what's happening in your world, honey?
Well, I wanted to ask actually about my love life. I have a friend, a good guy friend, that's definitely a connection there. He's also a Sagittarius.
Oh, boy.
His name is, his name is Matt.
I didn't get your name.
Candace.
Okay.
Candace. And what do you want to know about Mac?
I want to see where do you see this friendship. Because, I mean, we're friends, but there's definitely something more. There's obviously, it's always been that way with us. It's always been a connection there.
Right. But he's a commitment folk.
Well, he's been her eyes. He's been through a lot, too, like I have.
Right. But the thing of it is, you guys have got to quit comparing each other with the past. And like we told the last caller, move forward, move on, and see each other for who and what you are. It's unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is mutual trust, respect, and communication in your relationship with him as friends, it can move on. It can move forward. But believe me, there's an awful lot of fire between the two of you. And not a whole lot of balance or grounding. But yes, there is that connection. You guys are drawn together like two peas in a pod. It's just working with it.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, we definitely are two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Just like talk to the same person, it's the same. It's like we're so much alike. It's ridiculous. So much alike.
Yeah, you even finish each other's sentences.
Yep.
So, you know, it's got to be much more open than, and be sure and tell him, you're good, but you don't read minds.
Yeah, that's the thing with him. It's like, but that's the thing, like, that's what makes us different. Like, he's not as open as I am when it comes to things. I can tell him stuff, and I think sometimes he's actually afraid to tell me some things, like even on how he feels about me. And, of course, I know this.
No, he does not want to acknowledge how he feels about you because he's a commitment phobe. He is so afraid of that, that you're going to want more from him than he's willing to give. Is he going to change? Only he can change. He has to choose to change. You cannot change him.
Exactly.
So the question is, are you going to stick around and give him a whole lot of your life if he's decided he's not going to change, if he's not going to give you a chance, give you guys a chance? And that's his decision. The ball's in his court, and you've got to make that clear to him. Because you have put a lot of time, sweat, and energy into this relationship.
Oh. That's the thing. It's like we're friends, and like, you know, I thought at one time I wasn't ready, and it's like, I don't know. I just don't know. And I'm like, wow, we're so much alike and so different at the same time. It's just, it's interesting.
Yeah. But it can be very tiring.
Yeah.
Yep. So you have to make some choices, too. You guys have choices and options, and you have to have that community. You have to have that conversation. Where in the hell are we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
You can't avoid it. And I know these guys are.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they are very, very close, and they make great, great friends.
Right.
And their energy, his energy was more centered around the heart, where her energy went from the heart up to the throat. So she's much more open than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make someone talk if it's not in their character.
Yeah,
so basically, you have to decide, can you accept him like that or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that we're best. We all are best friends. So
And he's also afraid because you are such great friends. He doesn't want to ruin the friendship by going any further.
Yeah, he also thinks because of the stuff that he's been through, it's like he has this thing that he thinks that. How can I explain it? You know, I've seen the stuff that he's been through, and he's seen the stuff that I've been through. You know, I was married before. And so it's like we've both been through a lot of, and he's a little older than I am. So it's like we both been through some, both of us been through some major stuff.
Right, but you learn from it, and you've got to learn from it and just accept it for what it was because it was a learning experience. Now it's time to move on.
Right, and I've always wondered, like, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm so sorry about that.
I said it'll work if you both open up. Well, mostly if he opens up because you are open. But he has to really, really want it to be open to discuss and talk about it. I mean, you already know what you need to know about each other. There's not much more left. So you just need to move on from there and, decide if you want to or not.
Yep. That's where you're
but
at.
It can work if you make that decision. It can work as long as he's willing to meet you halfway.
Why is it that we have this kind of connection? Like even
you've been together past lives.
Because we're running out of time, and I want to get some more callers. So stay. We're doing this every single month, the first Tuesday of every month. Okay. Or you can go to our website, and find us. All right, love. Take care and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we are going to move to 443. You're live with Lordael and Shelley.
Hi, there. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little puzzled, too, about I recently reconnected with my ex-boyfriend, and we've been spending about the last couple of months together, and I'm just wondering what you pick up around the situation where you see it going. Is there anything I could be doing or should be?
What's your birthday?
September 9th.
You're Virgo, Earth sign, and what is his name and birthday, please?
His name is Scott, and he is June 3rd.
Scott is a Gemini. He's an air sign. And why are you assuming that you're the one that has to do anything when it's got to be a mutual kind of adventure for the two of you?
I'm struggling with that because I've always assumed that role.
Well,
and I've been told I need to back off and let him come forward. But I feel like if I don't, he's not going, you know what I mean?
You can't force him to do something. Yeah. He comes back into your life, does a little open heart surgery without benefit of anesthesia, and then leaves. And you didn't do anything wrong. Quit beating yourself up.
Yeah.
I'm being told that it's a very stressful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a love relationship.
No.
We definitely have our issues. I have trust issues with him, but there's another side of us that are like best friends. So I just get,
And stay friends because as lovers.
I'm about to say the same thing. Leave it at that and don't complicate it because.
Yeah.
It will not work. It's not meant to be.
Because trust is something, once trust is lost, it's hard to get back.
Yeah.
It's always going to be in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And... Hello? 262, did you have your hand up? It looked like it went down. I thought it was up. Yeah, okay. You're live with us.
How are you?
Hi, it's Sherry, and my birthday is May 28th, 1964.
All right. You are a Gemini. You're an air sign.
Yeah.
Her heart is really open, too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And
feels good.
You, overthink everything. You analyze. It's got to have logic or screw it. So what would you like to know, honey?
Again, it's the spiritual path, or like what, basically whatever my angels or guides have. What am I need to be doing over the next few months, or what I will be doing? Whatever you guys get, whatever they give you.
Well, there is an awful lot of energy in your heart. You're going through an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to analyze things that are happening, things that you feel, something that you might not have noticed before. You will be noticing more now. You might like, let's say, smelling the flowers. You might want to just go and smell flowers or go to the park and the cut, you know, like fresh cut grass may, you know, say, oh, this is totally awesome. Or you're going to feel more into nature. And I just see you like a child romping around through nature and almost like your eyes are being open for the first time and exploring all the beauty around you. It looks totally awesome. It's really fantastic.
If
yeah.
you're open to the experience, don't analyze it and don't find the logic with it.
Yeah, during this awakening, I've become like a medium, you know, and stuff. So I'm just kind of wondering if there's anything going on with that. That seems to be, well, I kind of know that's my path and my passion.
Okay, a lot of stuff. Okay, that's why I felt the energy come from the crown chakra. And it almost like it lit up like a glow ball, and then it flowed down the back, which fits in, you know, with medium where people come to you because they want to, you know, contact their ancestors and what have you. Just go with the flow. Don't analyze it. And when things happen, again, it's not meant for you. It's meant for whoever you're helping. So don't even try to understand it. Just allow it to flow.
Channeling,
and that's
is
what you have to
that,
do.
Like you're this giant antenna receiving information from the higher realm. And you are that receptacle. You are the one that's handing out this information. I tell clients all the time, I have no idea what this means, but this is the message for you. And
that's exactly what happened, yes.
And somebody will say, I know exactly what that means. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're happy, we're happy. I mean, you know. And so that's how that works. Channeling is a... It takes practice, and it takes a lot of practice. I've been doing this for over 60 years. And but you will find that, you know, sometimes they'll immediately know what you're talking about, and other times they have to think about it or sleep on it. And then they'll call you and say, oh, you know, you were absolutely right. But more often than not, people will tell you, no, 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 you're absolutely wrong. It can't be true. It's not true. It's not true. And I've even had people throw stuff at me, but that's all right. Occupational hazard.
No, you know when it's true. You know what you're getting at.
Yeah, you know, I've never questioned anything that's ever come through because eventually they call or they'll send me a message or something and say, you were so right, and what do I owe you for the damages? It's like, oh, crap. You know, this is Occupational Hazard Week. But,
well, so I guess I kind of feel like I'm still on, like, the divine timing, so that's basically it. I'm still just kind of going with the flow. Just
right.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's
exactly.
What I kind of feel like I'm. One day I'll open up and just be there and just follow along here.
Yep. Yeah, and it will come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're very
You're
welcome.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Have a good night. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Wow. Okay. We only got a few minutes left. And there are too many callers that we just can't get to all of them. So I'm going to reiterate that we are here the first Tuesday of every month, 7 p.m. until 8:30. And
Eastern Standard.
Eastern Standard Time. We're doing this out of the kindness of our hearts. We do appreciate you. We love each and every one of you unconditionally. And again, I ask that you donate a love offering or gratitude offering to help with this program. And next Tuesday, we're going to, Shelley, I'm going to let you talk about next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, is it the same time, Lord Dale?
Yes.
Okay. Be watching Facebook and all over the place. We'll have it up for the phone, and it's the same phone number?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it'll be the same phone number. What we're going to do is we're going to start a program for people who are caregivers. If you've got, if you're taking care of an elderly parent or parents or people who need you, you are the caregiver, and you feel like you're alone and the world's coming to an end. I know I'm right there with you. We're opening up a program for caregivers, and it's a support program that will give you information, and you can give us information, and we'll all learn together. And at the end of our time, we'll all feel like we did something great for the world, I guess. But it's very stressful, and we're here to help.
And we want you to know that you're not alone, because a lot of times you feel that you're alone. You're not.
Yep, yep. So we're going to start that the second Tuesday of the month.
Right. That would be the second Tuesday of every month. So start next Tuesday. And with that, once again, God bless. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Good night.